حي على الفلاح، حي على الفلاح. الله أكبر، الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله،
لا إله إلا الله. إن الحمد لله نحمده سبحانه ونستعينه ونستهديه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، إنه من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل الله فلا هادي له، ولن تجد له وليا مرشدا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كلام الله تعالى، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. أما بعد، أحبتي في الله، لقد أظلنا شهر رمضان وقد مضى منه أسبوع. في شهر رمضان كما تعلمون تفتح أبواب السماء وتغلق أبواب جهنم، وتصفد مردة الشياطين، ثم ينادي مناد من قبل الله تعالى: يا باغي الخير أقبل، ويا باغي الشر أقصر. من صامه إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه، من قامه إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه، من وفق لقيام ليلة القدر فيه غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه. رغم أنف رجل أدرك رمضان ثم انسلخ عنه فلم يغفر له، رغم أنف رجل أدرك رمضان ثم انسلخ عنه فلم يغفر له. إن هذا شهر التعرض لنفحات الرحمن جل جلاله. إن الله سبحانه وتعالى يضاعف أجر الأعمال الفاضلة في الأزمنة الفاضلة وفي الأمكنة الفاضلة. وكان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أجود الناس، وكان أجود ما يكون في رمضان حين يلقاه جبريل، وكان يلقاه في كل ليلة فيدارسه القرآن. فلرسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أجود بالخير من الريح المرسلة، وكل امرئ في ظل صدقته يوم القيامة. وما تصدق عبد بصدقة من طيب، والله لا يقبل إلا الطيب، فإن الله جل جلاله يربيها لصاحبها كما يربي أحدكم فلوه حتى تكون مثل الجبل. إن الصيام أحبتي في الله ليس صياما عما أحله الله من الطعام والشراب فحسب، لكنه أحرى أن يكون صياما عن محارم الله التي تتأكد حرمتها في هذا الشهر. إنه صوم العين عن أن تمتد إلى ما يغضب الله جل وعلا من النظر المحرم. إنه صوم الأذن أن تصيخ السمع إلى ما يغضب الله جل جلاله من السماع المحرم. إنه صوم اليد أن تمتد إلى ما حرم الله ورسوله. من عادى لي وليا فقد آذنته بالحرب، وما تقرب عبد إلى ربه بشيء أحب إليه مما افترضه عليه، ولا يزال عبدي يتقرب إلي بالنوافل حتى أحبه. فإذا أحببته كنت سمعه الذي يسمع به، وبصره الذي يبصر به، ويده التي يبطش بها، ورجله التي يمشي بها. ولئن سألني لأعطينه، ولئن استعاذني لأعيذنه، وما ترددت عن شيء أنا فاعله ترددي عن قبض نفس عبد المؤمن يكره الموت وأكره مساءته. يكره الموت وأكره مساءته. العبد في ظل صدقته يوم القيامة، هل اشتد بك الحر في يوم من الأيام واحتجت إلى مظلة تقيك حر الشمس؟ هل تذكرت ساعتها حر الشمس يوم القيامة حين تدنو الشمس من الرؤوس حتى يكون بينها وبين الرؤوس مقدار ميل؟ إن زلزلة الساعة شيء عظيم، يوم ترونها تذهل كل مرضعة عما أرضعت، وتضع كل ذات حمل حملها، وترى الناس سكارى وما هم بسكارى ولكن عذاب الله شديد. يوم تدنو الشمس من الرؤوس، يوم يأخذ الضيق بمجامع النفوس، يوم تجد كل نفس ما عملت من خير محضرة وما عملت من سوء تود لو أن بينها وبينه أمدا بعيدا. في هذه اللحظات يأتي دور الصدقة، فإن المرء في ظل صدقته يوم القيامة. فإذا أردت مظلة تقيك حر الشمس فها أنت الآن في دار العمل، يقبل منك ولو ذرة، فمن يعمل مثقال ذرة خيرا يرى، ومن يعمل مثقال ذرة شرا يرى. نعم، ويوم القيامة ولو أن للذين ظلموا ما في الأرض جميعا ومثله معه ليفتدوا به من عذاب الله يوم القيامة ما تقبل منهم. أنت الآن في دار العمل، الصدقة مظلة لك تقيك لفح الشمس وسعيرها يوم القيامة. ثم اذكر أن نبيك وهو الصادق المصدوق أقسم وهو لا يحتاج إلى قسم، ما خرج من شفاهه إلا الحق، وما ينطق عن الهوى. أقسم ما نقص مال من صدقة، حقيقة إيمانية، حقيقة نبوية لا يتلجلج في تصديقها أحد يؤمن بالله واليوم الآخر. ها أنتم هؤلاء تدعون لتنفقوا في سبيل الله، فمنكم من يبخل، ومن يبخل فإنما يبخل عن نفسه، والله الغني وأنتم الفقراء، وإن تتولوا يستبدل قوما غيركم ثم لا يكونوا أمثالكم. إن مثل من ينفقون أموالهم في سبيل الله كمثل حبة أنبتت سبع سنابل، في كل سنبلة 100 حبة، والله يضاعف لمن يشاء. أنت الآن في أجمل وأقدس شهور العام، يا ذكريات الهدى، يا خير ما زخرت به صحائفنا يوما وزكاها، لأنت أنت الهدى والطهر أجمعه، وأنت أقدس ساعاتي وأغلاها. شهر رمضان أنزل فيه القرآن بينات من الهدى والفرقان، تفتح فيه أبواب الجنان فلا يغلق منها باب، تغلق فيه أبواب النيران فلا يفتح منها باب، تصفد فيه مرض الشياطين. يا باغي الخير أقبل، يا باغي الشر أقصر. لمثل هذا فليعمل العاملون، وفي ذلك فليتنافس المتنافسون، فاستبقوا الخيرات، سابقوا إلى مغفرة من ربكم وجنة عرضها السماوات والأرض أعدت للمتقين الذين ينفقون في السراء والضراء والكاظمين الغيظ والعافين عن الناس والله يحب المحسنين. إن الله جل جلاله جعل الإعطاء آية على التصديق، الصدقة برهان، فأما من أعطى واتقى وصدق بالحسنى فسنيسره لليسرى، وأما من بخل واستغنى وكذب بالحسنى فسنيسره للعسرى، وما يغني عنه ماله إذا تردى، إن علينا للهدى وإن لنا للآخرة والأولى، إن علينا للهدى وإن لنا للآخرة والأولى. من ذا الذي يقرض الله قرضا حسنا فيضاعفه له وله أجر كريم؟ وأنفقوا مما جعلكم مستخلفين فيه. أحبتي في الله، في هذا الشهر إن مسجدكم يدعوكم إلى استكمال بنيانه، اذكروا أن من بنى لله بيتا بنى الله له بيتا في الجنة ولو كمفحص قطاه. مهما كانت ضآلة مشاركتك فإن لك به بيتا في الجنة، ومن أصدق من الله قيلا، ومن أصدق من الله حديثا، ومن أوفى بعهده من الله. فاستبشروا ببيعكم الذي بايعتم به، وذلك هو الفوز العظيم. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله العظيم لي ولكم، فاستغفروه فيا فوز المستغفرين.
الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. The Sheikh was reminding us that we are living those beautiful days of Ramadan, and 1 week already been passed in this beautiful month. This month that Allah Azza wa Jal opened the gates of paradise, and He closes the gates of the hellfire, and the devils, they will be gathered, and then a caller will say, "Oh, who wants goodness, come over, come forward, and those who want the evil, stay away." It is a month that Allah Azza wa Jal, as the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told us, that Allah will forgive all the previous sins. If you fasted, believing in Allah and seeking His reward. And it is a month that if you stay the night believing in Allah and seeking the reward from Allah Azza wa Jal, Allah will forgive your previous sins. In it there is the night of Al-Qadr, that also whomever stayed it or observed it, and believing in Allah Azza wa Jal, seeking His reward, Allah will forgive his previous sins. Indeed, is a miserable person, a lost person, a foolish, who will see Ramadan come by and will pass him by and his sins are not forgiven. It is at that month that Allah Azza wa Jal multiplied their rewards. Allah Azza wa Jal gave certain times, certain places, speciality, so He could multiply the reward out of His generosity. And the best example for us is our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was the most generous person, especially in Ramadan, when Jibreel used to come every night and study the Quran with him. The Shaykh is reminding us about the hadith of the Prophet ﷺ, where Allah's Messenger said that each one of us will be under the shade of His charity. And Allah Azza wa Jal will increase that charity that you give in His sake, where it will be like something as big as a grain, but Allah will take it because it has come from good sources, to where it will be like a mountain at the Day of Judgment. Fasting is not about observing or staying away from drinking and eating. Also, you have to sustain from everything that Allah Azza wa Jal has forbids. You have to watch what your eyes are looking at, because your sight could break your fast. Also, your ear, what you're listening to, is it something that Allah forbids? Your hand, is it used for something Allah forbids? And so on and so forth. And remember the hadith of the Prophet ﷺ, where he said, there's nothing that more beloved to Allah Azza wa Jal than the thing that He obliged on us, that He obligated on us, that He told us to do. And we keep coming closer to Allah Azza wa Jal with extra deeds, with extra things, voluntarily things, until Allah loves us, where He will become our sight, our ear, our hand, that we do everything. And if we ask Him something, He will give to us. Remember the hottest day of the year. Imagine you being outside in the sun, and there is no shade, and you want something to protect you from the sun. At the Day of Judgment, the sun will be too close, way too close to our heads, that we all want something to shade ourselves, to protect ourselves from the sun, from the heat of the sun. And that's when you could see the hadith of the Prophet ﷺ, that each one of us will be under the shade of his charity. How thick you want it to be, look at your charity. When you see all types of punishment that's going on around at the Day of Judgment, and you see how terrible and how horrible the Day of Judgment is, as Allah described it in the Quran, that's when you see the role of the charity. They've come to protect you, to help you at that day. Today that we live in is the time to work, to provide for ourselves for the hereafter. Remember, the disbelievers, the criminals, will come to Allah Azza wa Jal at the Day of Judgment, and they wish they could give the amount of earth and just like it and more than that, and Allah will not accept from them because it's too late. So now is the time to do for yourself. Remember the hadith of the Prophet ﷺ, who swear by Allah and he does not need to swear, when he said, there's no money, no wealth is decreased because of a charity that you give. Allah said also in the Quran, now you are called to give in the sake of Allah. Some of you will be miser. They will hold back. You're holding back against yourself, not against anybody. Remember that. Don't let the devil, don't let your soul hold you from giving in the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal. Remember, Allah Azza wa Jal said in the Quran that when you give a charity, it's like a simple grain that you put, and Allah multiplies by 7 to 700 and more to whomever He wish. This is the month of Al-Quran. This is when, again, the gates of heavens are open and the gates of hellfire is closed. And all the devils are gathered. So this is the time that we need to compete in doing the goods. The goods that will enter us paradise, that will lead us to enter paradise. Paradise that Allah described, that its width is like what's between heavens and earth. Allah Azza wa Jal made giving the charity as a proof of your faith, proof of what's in your heart. Allah Azza wa Jal said that those who believed and they gave, Allah will guide them to Al-Jannah. And for those who are miser and disbelieved, Allah will guide them to the hellfire, wal-iyadu billah. The ayat on the giving are abundance. But the role is what each one of us is going to provide whenever the opportunity is arising. And today we would like to take a few minutes of your time for your own masjid, for your own construction. We need to finish that so you all will enjoy it, not only in this life, that we ask Allah Azza wa Jal to accept it from you, that you will see the benefit of it in the hereafter. So what we ask for you is a few minutes of your time and your generous donations that could prove to Allah Azza wa Jal, not to any of us, about what you wanted to provide for yourself for the hereafter. May Allah accept from all of you. Jazakum Allah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين ولا عدوان إلا على الظالمين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم اقسم لنا من خشيتك ما تحول به بيننا وبين معصيتك ومن طاعتك ما تبلغنا به جنتك ومن اليقين ما تهون به علينا مصائب الدنيا ومتعنا بأسماعنا وأبصارنا وقوتنا ما أبقيتنا واجعله الوارث منا واجعل ثأرنا على من ظلمنا وانصرنا على من عادانا ولا تجعل مصيبتنا في ديننا ولا تجعل الدنيا أكبر همنا ولا مبلغ علمنا ولا إلى النار مصيرنا واجعل الجنة دارنا وقرارنا برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم انصر المستضعفين من المسلمين في المشارق والمغارب اللهم عليك بأعدائك وأعدائهم فإنهم لا يعجزونك اللهم أرنا فيهم عجائب قدرتك إنك نعم المولى ونعم النصير اللهم أصلح لنا ديننا الذي هو عصمة أمرنا أصلح لنا دنيانا التي فيها معاشنا أصلح لنا آخرتنا التي إليها معادنا اجعل الحياة زيادة لنا في كل خير اجعل الموت راحة لنا من كل شر أصلح لنا في ذرياتنا إنا تبنا إليك وإنا من المسلمين اللهم آمين والله يقول الحق هو يهدي السبيل وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين قوموا إلى صلاتكم يرحمكم الله.
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله.
استووا استقيموا. Please come forward inside the masjid. There is plenty of space. رجاء الدخول إلى المسجد لإكمال الصفوف. جزاكم الله خير.
Allahu Akbar.
And it could even add more than that. The second floor is the center for the Mishkan University, which is an online university, and it should serve the community, the Muslim community here in the United States. Brothers and sisters, welcome you to the Medical Center Islamic Society. This is our project of building the masjid, the mosque. As you see behind me is the big building that we're about to build. It's about 38,000 square feet. It should fit easily 2,000 to 3,000 people to worship, and it could even add more than that. On the second floor, the center for the Mishkan University, which is an online university, and it should serve the community, the Muslim community here in the United States and globally, actually, to learn about Islam. This room is dedicated for the little children, and the purpose of it is to fill it with toys and other playing activities. We want the kids to love to come to the masjid. We want them to, since they are young, to have something to associate a pleasure experience in the masjid. And we're keeping this separated from the main part of the masjid so they will not be distracting us from the prayers. This room that I'm in, as you see, it's about 2,000 square foot. This is the main prayer area for the ladies and should easily fit between 600 to 750 sisters only in this room by itself. To my right here is the room that we dedicated for the sisters so they could have private lectures, lessons, or any other activities they wish to have. And this room that I'm standing in, this is the second area that's dedicated for ladies. We're going to have tables and couches so they could not only use it for prayers, but they could use it also for their other activities as well. The main bathroom is going to be divided in half, where half of it for the sisters, the other half for the brothers, with different entrances. And the good thing about this is a separate building from the masjid, so there will never be any leak, smell, or anything like this will be leaked. Brothers and sisters, we just saw the elevator and the stairs. And to my right is the main area for the men to sit down and go to the main office, and also for the shuraks. And behind me is the main entrance to the main prayer area for men. As you see, this is the main prayer area for men. It's about 8,000 square foot, easily fit somewhere between 1,000 to 1,200 people to pray. We're here in the second place for men, which we're going to put some tables and chairs so people could communicate and socialize with each other. At the same time, we could use it as a secondary prayer area and could fit up to 500 people to pray. And behind me is the main office for the masjid. This is the second floor. This is the main area in the second floor. This is actually bigger than the main prayer area downstairs. And this is dedicated for the Mishkan University for their activities or any social activity we might have in the future, whether it's a school, whether it's for the youth, whether anything that we could decide on. It's big enough to accommodate all of this. In addition, we could use it as a prayer area and it will fit more people than the one underneath, but at least 200 more worshippers. So we could have easily 3,000 to 4,000 worshippers between downstairs and upstairs in the sisters' area and the brothers' area. Behind me is the offices for Mishkan University. To my left is the library, and it's going to be an Islamic library. In addition, it's perfect for students to study and those who want to contemplate in Ramadan to ponder about Islam. And next to it is the conference room and two offices for the masjid. This is the medical center in front of us, and it's the biggest medical center in the United States, if not all over the globe. And it's one of the most important centers. So we're not that far from it. So we have a very strategic place here in the city of Houston where it is going to be very clear to everybody to see it. We would like to request your donation, your ultimate help into making this dream become a reality as soon as possible. Brothers and sisters, welcome you to the Medical Center Islamic Society. This is our project of building the masjid, the mosque. As you see behind me is the big building that we're about to build. It's about 38,000 square feet. It should fit easily 2,000 to 3,000 people to worship. And it could even add more than that. On the second floor, the center for the Mishkan University, which is an online university, and it should serve the community, the Muslim community here in the United States, and globally, actually, to learn about Islam. This room is dedicated for the little children, and the purpose of it is to fill it with toys and other playing activities. We want the kids to love to come to the masjid. We want them to, since they are young, to have something to associate a pleasure experience in the masjid, and we're keeping this separated from the main part of the masjid so they will not be distracting us from the prayers. This room that I'm in, as you see, it's about 2,000 square foot. This is the main prayer area for the ladies and should easily fit between 600 to 750 sisters only in this room by itself. To my right here is the room that we dedicated for the sisters so they could have private lectures, lessons, or any other activities they wish to have. And this room that I'm standing in, this is the second area that's dedicated for ladies. We're going to have tables and couches so they could not only use it for prayers, but they could use it also for their other activities as well. The main bathroom is going to be divided in half, where half of it for the sisters, the other half for the brothers, with different entrances. And the good thing about this is a separate building from the masjid, so there will never be any leak, smell, or anything like this will be leaked. Brothers and sisters, we just saw the elevator and the stairs. And to my right is the main area for the men to sit down and go to the main office, and also for the shuraks. And behind me is the main entrance to the main prayer area for men. As you see, this is the main prayer area for men. It's about 8,000 square foot, easily fit somewhere between 1,000 to 1,200 people to pray. We're here in the second place for men, which we're going to put some tables and chairs so people could communicate and socialize with each other. At the same time, we could use it as a secondary prayer area and could fit up to 500 people to pray. And behind me is the main office for the masjid. This is the second floor. This is the main area in the second floor. This is actually bigger than the main prayer area downstairs, and this is dedicated for the Mishkan University for their activities or any social activity we might have in the future, whether it's a school, whether it's for the youth, whether anything that we could decide on. It's big enough to accommodate all of this. In addition, we could use it as a prayer area, and it will fit more people than the one underneath, but at least 200 more worshippers. So we could have easily 3,000 to 4,000 worshippers between downstairs and upstairs in the sisters' area and the brothers' area. Behind me is the offices for Mishkan University. To my left is the library, and it's going to be an Islamic library. In addition, it's perfect for students to study and those who want to contemplate in Ramadan to ponder about Islam. And next to it is the conference room and two offices for the masjid. This is the medical center in front of us, and it's the biggest medical center in the United States, if not all over the globe, and it's one of the most important centers. So we're not that far from it. So we have a very strategic place here in the city of Houston where it is going to be very clear to everybody to see it. We would like to request your donation, your ultimate help into making this dream become a reality as soon as possible.
Oh.
brothers and sisters, welcome you to the Medical Center Islamic Society. This is our project of building the masjid, the mosque. As you see behind me is the big building that we're about to build. It's about 38,000 square feet. It should fit easily 2,000 to 3,000 people to worship. And it could even add more than that. On the second floor, the center for the Mishka University, which is an online university, and it should serve the community, the Muslim community here in the United States and globally, actually, to learn about Islam. This room is dedicated for the little children, and the purpose of it is to fill it with toys and other playing activities. We want the kids to love to come to the masjid. We want them to, since they are young, to have something to associate a pleasure experience in the masjid, and we're keeping this separated from the main part of the masjid so they will not be distracting us from the prayers. This room that I'm in, as you see, it's about 2,000 square foot. This is the main prayer area for the ladies and should easily fit between 600 to 750 sisters only in this room by itself. To my right here is the room that we dedicated for the sisters so they could have private lectures, lessons, or any other activities they wish to have. And this room that I'm standing in, this is the second area that's dedicated for ladies. We're going to have tables and couches so they could not only use it for prayers, but they could use it also for their other activities as well. The main bathroom is going to be divided in half, where half of it for the sisters, the other half for the brothers, with different entrances. And the good thing about this, it's a separate building from the masjid, so there will never be any leak, smell, or anything like this will be leaked. Brothers and sisters, we just saw the elevator and the stairs. And to my right is the main area for the men to sit down and go to the main office, and also for the shuraks. And behind me is the main entrance to the main prayer area for men. As you see, this is the main prayer area for men. It's about 8,000 square foot, easily fit somewhere between 1,000 to 1,200 people to pray. We're here in the second place for men, which we're going to put some tables and chairs so people could communicate and socialize with each other. At the same time, we could use it as a secondary prayer area and could fit up to 500 people to pray. And behind me is the main office for the masjid. This is the second floor. This is the main area in the second floor. This is actually bigger than the main prayer area downstairs, and this is dedicated for the Mishka University for their activities or any social activity we might have in the future, whether it's a school, whether it's for the youth, whether anything that we could decide on. It's big enough to accommodate all of this. In addition, we could use it as a prayer area, and it will fit more people than the one underneath, but at least 200 more worshippers. So we could have easily 3,000 to 4,000 worshippers between downstairs and upstairs in the sisters' area and the brothers' area. Behind me is the offices for Mishka University. To my left is the library, and it's going to be an Islamic library. In addition, it's perfect for students to study and those who want to contemplate in Ramadan to ponder about Islam. And next to it is the conference room and two offices for the masjid. This is the medical center in front of us, and it's the biggest medical center in the United States, if not all over the globe, and it's one of the most important centers. So we're not that far from it. So we have a very strategic place here in the city of Houston where it is going to be very clear to everybody to see it. We would like to request your donation, your ultimate help into making this dream become a reality as soon as possible. Oh. brothers and sisters, welcome you to the Medical Center Islamic Society. This is our project of building the masjid, the mosque. As you see behind me is the big building that we're about to build. It's about 38,000 square feet. It should fit easily 2,000 to 3,000 people to worship. And it could even add more than that. On the second floor, the center for the Mishkan University, which is an online university, and it should serve the community, the Muslim community here in the United States and globally, actually, to learn about Islam. This room is dedicated for the little children, and the purpose of it is to fill it with toys and other playing activities. We want the kids to love to come to the masjid. We want them to, since they are young, to have something to associate a pleasure experience in the masjid, and we're keeping this separated from the main part of the masjid so they will not be distracting us from the prayers. This room that I'm in, as you see, it's about 2,000 square foot. This is the main prayer area for the ladies and should easily fit between 600 to 750 sisters only in this room by itself. To my right here is the room that we dedicated for the sisters so they could have private lectures, lessons, or any other activities they wish to have. And this room that I'm standing in, this is the second area that's dedicated for ladies. We're going to have tables and couches so they could not only use it for prayers, but they could use it also for their other activities as well. The main bathroom is going to be divided in half, where half of it for the sisters, the other half for the brothers, with different entrances. And the good thing about this is a separate building from the masjid, so there will never be any leak, smell, or anything like this will be leaked. Brothers and sisters, we just saw the elevator and the stairs. And to my right is the main area for the men to sit down and go to the main office, and also for the shuraks. And behind me is the main entrance to the main prayer area for men. As you see, this is the main prayer area for men. It's about 8,000 square foot, easily fit somewhere between 1,000 to 1,200 people to pray. We're here in the second place for men, which we're going to put some tables and chairs so people could communicate and socialize with each other. At the same time, we could use it as a secondary prayer area and could fit up to 500 people to pray. And behind me is the main office for the masjid. This is the second floor. This is the main area in the second floor. This is actually bigger than the main prayer area downstairs, and this is dedicated for the Mishkan University for their activities or any social activity we might have in the future, whether it's a school, whether it's for the youth, whether anything that we could decide on. It's big enough to accommodate all of this. In addition, we could use it as a prayer area, and it will fit more people than the one underneath, by at least 200 more worshippers. So we could have easily 3,000 to 4,000 worshippers between downstairs and upstairs in the sisters' area and the brothers' area. Behind me is the offices for Mishkan University. To my left is the library, and it's going to be an Islamic library. In addition, it's perfect for students to study and those who want to contemplate in Ramadan to ponder about Islam. And next to it is the conference room and two offices for the masjid. This is the medical center in front of us, and it's the biggest medical center in the United States, if not all over the globe. And it's one of the most important centers. So we're not that far from it. So we have a very strategic place here in the city of Houston, where it is going to be very clear to everybody to see it. We would like to request your donation, your ultimate help into making this dream become a reality as soon as possible. brothers and sisters, welcome you to the Medical Center Islamic Society. This is our project of building the masjid, the mosque. As you see behind me is the big building that we're about to build. It's about 38,000 square feet. It should fit easily 2,000 to 3,000 people to worship. And it could even add more than that. On the second floor, the center for the Mishkan University, which is an online university, and it should serve the community, the Muslim community here in the United States and globally, actually, to learn about Islam. This room is dedicated for the little children, and the purpose of it is to fill it with toys and other playing activities. We want the kids to love to come to the masjid. We want them to, since they are young, to have something to associate a pleasure experience in the masjid, and we're keeping this separated from the main part of the masjid so they will not be distracting us from the prayers. This room that I'm in, as you see, it's about 2,000 square foot. This is the main prayer area for the ladies and should easily fit between 600 to 750 sisters only in this room by itself. To my right here is the room that we dedicated for the sisters so they could have private lectures, lessons, or any other activities they wish to have. And this room that I'm standing in, this is the second area that's dedicated for ladies. We're going to have tables and couches so they could not only use it for prayers, but they could use it also for their other activities as well. The main bathroom is going to be divided in half, where half of it for the sisters, the other half for the brothers, with different entrances. And the good thing about this is a separate building from the masjid, so there will never be any leak, smell, or anything like this will be leaked. Brothers and sisters, we just saw the elevator and the stairs. And to my right is the main area for the men to sit down and go to the main office, and also for the shuraks. And behind me is the main entrance to the main prayer area for men. As you see, this is the main prayer area for men. It's about 8,000 square foot, easily fit somewhere between 1,000 to 1,200 people to pray. We're here in the second place for men, which we're going to put some tables and chairs so people could communicate and socialize with each other. At the same time, we could use it as a secondary prayer area and could fit up to 500 people to pray. And behind me is the main office for the masjid. This is the second floor. This is the main area in the second floor. This is actually bigger than the main prayer area downstairs. And this is dedicated for the Mishkan University for their activities or any social activity we might have in the future, whether it's a school, whether it's for the youth, whether anything that we could decide on. It's big enough to accommodate all of this. In addition, we could use it as a prayer area, and it will fit more people than the one underneath, by at least 200 more worshippers. So we could have easily 3,000 to 4,000 worshippers between downstairs and upstairs in the sisters' area and the brothers' area. Behind me is the offices for Mishkan University. To my left is the library, and it's going to be an Islamic library. In addition, it's perfect for students to study and those who want to contemplate in Ramadan to ponder about Islam. And next to it is the conference room and two offices for the masjid. This is the medical center in front of us, and it's the biggest medical center in the United States, if not all over the globe. And it's one of the most important centers. So we're not that far from it. So we have a very strategic place here in the city of Houston where it is going to be very clear to everybody to see it. We would like to request your donation, your ultimate help into making this dream become a reality as soon as possible. brothers and sisters, welcome you to the Medical Center Islamic Society. This is our project of building the masjid, the mosque. As you see behind me is the big building that we're about to build. It's about 38,000 square feet. It should fit easily 2,000 to 3,000 people to worship. And it could even add more than that. On the second floor, the center for the Mishkan University, which is an online university, and it should serve the community, the Muslim community here in the United States and globally, actually, to learn about Islam. This room is dedicated for the little children, and the purpose of it is to fill it with toys and other playing activities. We want the kids to love to come to the masjid. We want them to, since they are young, to have something to associate a pleasure experience in the masjid, and we're keeping this separated from the main part of the masjid so they will not be distracting us from the prayers. This room that I'm in, as you see, it's about 2,000 square foot. This is the main prayer area for the ladies and should easily fit between 600 to 750 sisters only in this room by itself. To my right here is the room that we dedicated for the sisters so they could have private lectures, lessons, or any other activities they wish to have. And this room that I'm standing in, this is the second area that's dedicated for ladies. We're going to have tables and couches so they could not only use it for prayers, but they could use it also for their other activities as well. The main bathroom is going to be divided in half, where half of it for the sisters, the other half for the brothers, with different entrances. And the good thing about this is a separate building from the masjid, so there will never be any leak, smell, or anything like this will be leaked. Brothers and sisters, we just saw the elevator and the stairs. And to my right is the main area for the men to sit down and go to the main office, and also for the shuraks. And behind me is the main entrance to the main prayer area for men. As you see, this is the main prayer area for men. It's about 8,000 square foot, easily fit somewhere between 1,000 to 1,200 people to pray. We're here in the second place for men, which we're going to put some tables and chairs so people could communicate and socialize with each other. At the same time, we could use it as a secondary prayer area and could fit up to 500 people to pray. And behind me is the main office for the masjid. This is the second floor. This is the main area in the second floor. This is actually bigger than the main prayer area downstairs, and this is dedicated for the Mishkan University for their activities or any social activity we might have in the future, whether it's a school, whether it's for the youth, whether anything that we could decide on. It's big enough to accommodate all of this. In addition, we could use it as a prayer area, and it will fit more people than the one underneath, by at least 200 more worshippers. So we could have easily 3,000 to 4,000 worshippers between downstairs and upstairs in the sisters' area and the brothers' area. Behind me is the offices for Mishkan University. To my left is the library, and it's going to be an Islamic library. In addition, it's perfect for students to study and those who want to contemplate in Ramadan to ponder about Islam. And next to it is the conference room and two offices for the masjid. This is the medical center in front of us, and it's the biggest medical center in the United States, if not all over the globe. And it's one of the most important centers. So we're not that far from it. So we have a very strategic place here in the city of Houston, where it is going to be very clear to everybody to see it. We would like to request your donation, your ultimate help into making this dream become a reality as soon as possible.
Oh.
brothers and sisters, welcome you to the Medical Center Islamic Society. This is our project of building the masjid, the mosque. As you see behind me is the big building that we're about to build. It's about 38,000 square feet. It should fit easily 2,000 to 3,000 people to worship. And it could even add more than that. On the second floor, the center for the Mishkan University, which is an online university, and it should serve the community, the Muslim community here in the United States and globally, actually, to learn about Islam. This room is dedicated for the little children, and the purpose of it is to fill it with toys and other playing activities. We want the kids to love to come to the masjid. We want them to, since they are young, to have something to associate a pleasure experience in the masjid, and we're keeping this separated from the main part of the masjid so they will not be distracting us from the prayers. This room that I'm in, as you see, it's about 2,000 square foot. This is the main prayer area for the ladies and should easily fit between 600 to 750 sisters only in this room by itself. To my right here is the room that we dedicated for the sisters so they could have private lectures, lessons, or any other activities they wish to have. And this room that I'm standing in, this is the second area that's dedicated for ladies. We're going to have tables and couches so they could not only use it for prayers, but they could use it also for their other activities as well. The main bathroom is going to be divided in half, where half of it for the sisters, the other half for the brothers, with different entrances. And the good thing about this is a separate building from the masjid, so there will never be any leak, smell, or anything like this will be leaked. Brothers and sisters, we just saw the elevator and the stairs. And to my right is the main area for the men to sit down and go to the main office, and also for the shuraks. And behind me is the main entrance to the main prayer area for men. As you see, this is the main prayer area for men. It's about 8,000 square foot, easily fit somewhere between 1,000 to 1,200 people to pray. We're here in the second place for men, which we're going to put some tables and chairs so people could communicate and socialize with each other. At the same time, we could use it as a secondary prayer area and could fit up to 500 people to pray. And behind me is the main office for the masjid. This is the second floor. This is the main area in the second floor. This is actually bigger than the main prayer area downstairs, and this is dedicated for the Mishkan University for their activities or any social activity we might have in the future, whether it's a school, whether it's for the youth, whether anything that we could decide on. It's big enough to accommodate all of this. In addition, we could use it as a prayer area, and it will fit more people than the one underneath, by at least 200 more worshippers. So we could have easily 3,000 to 4,000 worshippers between downstairs and upstairs in the sisters' area and the brothers' area. Behind me is the offices for Mishkan University. To my left is the library, and it's going to be an Islamic library. In addition, it's perfect for students to study and those who want to contemplate in Ramadan to ponder about Islam. And next to it is the conference room and two offices for the masjid. This is the medical center in front of us, and it's the biggest medical center in the United States, if not all over the globe, and it's one of the most important centers. So we're not that far from it. So we have a very strategic place here in the city of Houston where it is going to be very clear to everybody to see it. We would like to request your donation, your ultimate help into making this dream become a reality as soon as possible. brothers and sisters, welcoming you to the Medical Center Islamic Society. This is our project of building the masjid, the mosque. As you see behind me is the big building that we're about to build. It's about 38,000 square feet. It should fit easily 2,000 to 3,000 people to worship. And it could even add more than that. On the second floor, the center for the Mishka University, which is an online university, and it should serve the community, the Muslim community here in the United States and globally, actually, to learn about Islam. This room is dedicated for the little children, and the purpose of it is to fill it with toys and other playing activities. We want the kids to love to come to the masjid. We want them to, since they are young, to have something to associate a pleasure experience in the masjid, and we're keeping this separated from the main part of the masjid so they will not be distracting us from the prayers. This room that I'm in, as you see, it's about 2,000 square foot. This is the main prayer area for the ladies and should easily fit between 600 to 750 sisters only in this room by itself. To my right here is the room that we dedicated for the sisters so they could have private lectures, lessons, or any other activities they wish to have. And this room that I'm standing in, this is the second area that's dedicated for ladies. We're going to have tables and couches so they could not only use it for prayers, but they could use it also for their other activities as well. The main bathroom is going to be divided in half, where half of it for the sisters, the other half for the brothers, with different entrances. And the good thing about this, it's a separate building from the masjid, so there will never be any leak, smell, or anything like this will be leaked. Brothers and sisters, we just saw the elevator and the stairs. And to my right is the main area for the men to sit down and go to the main office, and also for the shuraks. And behind me is the main entrance to the main prayer area for men. As you see, this is the main prayer area for men. It's about 8,000 square foot, easily fit somewhere between 1,000 to 1,200 people to pray. We're here in the second place for men, which we're going to put some tables and chairs so people could communicate and socialize with each other. At the same time, we could use it as a secondary prayer area and could fit up to 500 people to pray. And behind me is the main office for the masjid. This is the second floor. This is the main area in the second floor. This is actually bigger than the main prayer area downstairs, and this is dedicated for the Mishka University for their activities or any social activity we might have in the future, whether it's a school, whether it's for the youth, whether anything that we could decide on. It's big enough to accommodate all of this. In addition, we could use it as a prayer area, and it will fit more people than the one underneath, by at least 200 more worshippers. So we could have easily 3,000 to 4,000 worshippers between downstairs and upstairs in the sisters' area and the brothers' area. Behind me is the offices for Mishka University. To my left is the library, and it's going to be an Islamic library. In addition, it's perfect for students to study and those who want to contemplate in Ramadan to ponder about Islam. And next to it is the conference room and two offices for the masjid. This is the medical center in front of us, and it's the biggest medical center in the United States, if not all over the globe, and it's one of the most important centers. So we're not that far from it. So we have a very strategic place here in the city of Houston where it is going to be very clear to everybody to see it. We would like to request your donation, your ultimate help into making this dream become a reality as soon as possible. brothers and sisters, welcome you to the Medical Center Islamic Society. This is our project of building the masjid, the mosque. As you see behind me is the big building that we're about to build. It's about 38,000 square feet. It should fit easily 2,000 to 3,000 people to worship. And it could even add more than that. On the second floor, the center for the Mishka University, which is an online university, and it should serve the community, the Muslim community here in the United States and globally, actually, to learn about Islam. This room is dedicated for the little children, and the purpose of it is to fill it with toys and other playing activities. We want the kids to love to come to the masjid. We want them to, since they are young, to have something to associate a pleasure experience in the masjid, and we're keeping this separated from the main part of the masjid so they will not be distracting us from the prayers. This room that I'm in, as you see, it's about 2,000 square foot. This is the main prayer area for the ladies and should easily fit between 600 to 750 sisters only in this room by itself. To my right here is the room that we dedicated for the sisters so they could have private lectures, lessons, or any other activities they wish to have. And this room that I'm standing in, this is the second area that's dedicated for ladies. We're going to have tables and couches so they could not only use it for prayers, but they could use it also for their other activities as well. The main bathroom is going to be divided in half, where half of it for the sisters, the other half for the brothers, with different entrances. And the good thing about this, it's a separate building from the masjid, so there will never be any leak, smell, or anything like this will be leaked. Brothers and sisters, we just saw the elevator and the stairs. And to my right is the main area for the men to sit down and go to the main office, and also for the shuraks. And behind me is the main entrance to the main prayer area for men. As you see, this is the main prayer area for men. It's about 8,000 square foot, easily fit somewhere between 1,000 to 1,200 people to pray. We're here in the second place for men, which we're going to put some tables and chairs so people could communicate and socialize with each other. At the same time, we could use it as a secondary prayer area and could fit up to 500 people to pray. And behind me is the main office for the masjid. This is the second floor. This is the main area in the second floor. This is actually bigger than the main prayer area downstairs, and this is dedicated for the Mishka University for their activities or any social activity we might have in the future, whether it's a school, whether it's for the youth, whether anything that we could decide on. It's big enough to accommodate all of this. In addition, we could use it as a prayer area, and it will fit more people than the one underneath, by at least 200 more worshippers. So we could have easily 3,000 to 4,000 worshippers between downstairs and upstairs in the sisters' area and the brothers' area. Behind me is the offices for Mishka University. To my left is the library, and it's going to be an Islamic library. In addition, it's perfect for students to study and those who want to contemplate in Ramadan to ponder about Islam. And next to it is the conference room and two offices for the masjid. This is the medical center in front of us, and it's the biggest medical center in the United States, if not all over the globe. And it's one of the most important centers. So we're not that far from it. So we have a very strategic place here in the city of Houston where it is going to be very clear to everybody to see it. We would like to request your donation, your ultimate help into making this dream become a reality as soon as possible. brothers and sisters, welcome you to the Medical Center Islamic Society. This is our project of building the masjid, the mosque. As you see behind me is the big building that we're about to build. It's about 38,000 square feet. It should fit easily 2,000 to 3,000 people to worship. And it could even add more than that. On the second floor, the center for the Mishkan University, which is an online university, and it should serve the community, the Muslim community here in the United States and globally, actually, to learn about Islam. This room is dedicated for the little children, and the purpose of it is to fill it with toys and other playing activities. We want the kids to love to come to the masjid. We want them to, since they are young, to have something to associate a pleasure experience in the masjid, and we're keeping this separated from the main part of the masjid so they will not be distracting us from the prayers. This room that I'm in, as you see, is about 2,000 square foot. This is the main prayer area for the ladies and should easily fit between 600 to 750 sisters only in this room by itself. To my right here is the room that we dedicated for the sisters so they could have private lectures, lessons, or any other activities they wish to have. And this room that I'm standing in, this is the second area that's dedicated for ladies. We're going to have tables and couches so they could not only use it for prayers, but they could use it also for their other activities as well. The main bathroom is going to be divided in half, where half of it for the sisters, the other half for the brothers with different entrances. And the good thing about this, it's a separate building from the masjid, so there will never be any leak, smell, or anything like this will be leaked. Brothers and sisters, we just saw the elevator and the stairs. And to my right is the main area for the men to sit down and go to the main office, and also for the shuraks. And behind me is the main entrance to the main prayer area for men. As you see, this is the main prayer area for men. It's about 8,000 square foot, easily fit somewhere between 1,000 to 1,200 people to pray. We're here in the second place for men, which we're going to put some tables and chairs so people could communicate and socialize with each other. At the same time, we could use it as a secondary prayer area and could fit up to 500 people to pray. And behind me is the main office for the masjid. This is the second floor. This is the main area in the second floor. This is actually bigger than the main prayer area downstairs, and this is dedicated for the Mishkan University for their activities or any social activity we might have in the future, whether it's a school.